training and free gun.
Well, the vote finally came down from the Senate Finance Committee, 14-9. What does it mean? Well, 829 billion reasons I can think of. I don't like this health care proposal from Senator Max Baucus that passed. Ultimately, it's not the finished product because there are five separate bills that will have to be melded together. The current one, though, the one that just got approved that included the vote of Olympia Snowe, the Republican senator from Maine, who said she just wanted to see it go through, move it on, get it out of committee, move it on to the Senate, which the Senate picks up on the 26th of October. It will include a couple of things. No public option yet, but look for that to get in there somehow. Healthcare cooperative will be part of it. An individual mandate. What does that mean? Not for the employers, but for you, my friends, you will have to pay. If you get fired or something happens and you're kind of juggling your money, trying to pay the mortgage, trying to take care of the kids, whatever it is, you have to have health insurance or you will be fined, taxed, if you will, by the IRS. $1,500 as it stands right now for a couple, for a family. A little bit less for an individual. $829 billion is what's the price tag that's been put on this sucker. And trust me, there's no blue light specials that'll happen here. If anything, look for it to be more like an item you would pick up in an Eamon Marcus catalog. Looks pretty cheap. Looks pretty good. Oh, my gosh. And then I get the real bill. Did I misread the fine print somewhere? A skirt and a top? $829 billion plus? Honestly. So one thing is you can't deny coverage to people who have pre-existing conditions, but really what does that mean? Okay, so you're going to get coverage, but Miss Delaney, you have a pre-existing condition. Therefore, you're going to pay three times more. So we will insure you, but it's going to cost you more money. And then what do the co-ops mean? You know, this kind of sums it up for me. The most liberal website, or one of the most liberal websites that I could find, the Huffington Post, which sometimes they have moderate point of view, so I don't mean to just completely say it's on the left, but pretty much slanting that way. When I looked at it earlier in the day, one of the headlines read, "The Unlucky Lucky One, Employer Slashing Pay and Hours for those still on the job." And then underneath it, the point that I'm getting to, expect to pay more for health benefits in 2010. And that's the gist of it, my friends. Think of yourself with your empty wallet, even more empty, if that's possible. You don't want to give your kid a couple of dollars to mow the lawn. It really might be a couple of dollars. Or maybe your kids are going to be getting jobs, if they can even get them, at the local fast food place or serving up some ice cream somewhere. Because let's face it, so many people are out of work. The people who are way overqualified will take that minimum wage job. So I say thumbs down, but I'm not surprised. It did have to get out of committee. Snowe was right in that one thing, because move this sucker along and defeat it. Defeat it, defeat it, defeat it. Mitch McConnell, the senator who has been very boisterous lately about his opposition to many of the things that are being proposed with health care reform, thinks it won't even be voted on, thinks there's not a chance in hell you're going to get a vote here. But boy, the Democrats are pretty positive. 60 is attainable. At least that's what the spin is on the Capitol, and it has been actually for the last couple of weeks. So we'll see. There is no checkmate here. Unless the Republicans filibuster, they don't get the 60, which is possible, and they don't actually come to a vote. I think I agree with McConnell. I don't think you see a vote in the next couple of months because, again, it's going to get stuck. There's going to be more debate, and the amendments are going to be flying out of the woodwork. everybody's going to grandstand, everybody's going to have an opinion, and that probably is a good thing because it just delays the process, because it is pretty scary. I mean, I hate reading this. Think of where you are as you get close to the end of the year and you get through the holidays and then you start thinking about paying taxes, and when you read a headline like this, expect to pay more for health benefits in 2010. Oh, not a comforting thought, huh? Where do you stand on all of this? 800-259-5791. Like I said, you can throw in your 2 cents. Couple of proud moments to talk about. Funny, it's the yin and yang of life, isn't it? But the silver lining on the day has to be the USS New York for me, because at least you had that scrap metal from the most horrendous, sickening day in my entire life that I can sadly remember. I was so excited to be back home and to be in New York only for just a couple of months and to have that happen. But it wasn't about me. It's about the people who had their lives ripped apart. And seeing that every day, I just felt so awful for the people who were like ghosts walking around the city. And maybe there's some comfort in this USS New York. And, of course, it'll be commissioned in New York in November, making the ship, making its maiden voyage from New Orleans. And I think, like I said, my friends, I think this is the one thing we can take off of a pretty down day when we get into the politics of healthcare reform. Also, speaking of politics, you probably have seen the sad pictures, if you've watched any tube lately, of some of the kids, whether it's in Sacramento or New York or elsewhere, some of the kids who are on ventilators, who look like they're not going to make it, they're in critical condition, and they have the swine flu. And then you listen to shows like mine where I say, oof, you think I'm rolling up my sleeve to put whatever's in that shot in my arm? And the answer is no, but I'm healthy, knock on wood, and I don't trust this fast FDA approval deal. You know, rush it in, get it to market, get it out there, or the nasal spray, because really the nasal spray is more prevalent. We've had doctors on. We've had a health minister from Canada who said it's ridiculous, you don't have to do it. Then we had a doctor on who had massive credentials and said, ah, it's just a bunch of hype nonsense that there's a danger to you in getting this shot, that here's what you need to do and monitor it beforehand, and if you don't have to, then you don't have to. But if you have to, you get the shots, and that by all means, anybody who's pregnant should have the shot, because that's the alarming numbers they're seeing. The pregnant women are dying who get the swine flu. And then, like I said, the sad video you see of the parents that are going to see their kids in the hospital every single day. And many of them did call their doctors right away, and the doctors told them to not necessarily worry about it, just monitor how they're doing, and the next thing you know, they're frantically trying to get their kid to the hospital. So nobody wants to see that scene, right? But after dissecting this backwards and forwards and talking to, like we said, so many healthcare professionals, I won't be one of those people taking anything on my arm that pricks my arm, or even the nasal spray. How about you? 800-259-5791. We'll get some of your opinions in just a few minutes here on America Tonight.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over we're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. 'Cause all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. So when sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight.
All right, I like this tune. I had to let it roll for a little bit. We're rolling on here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you each and every night during the week for 4 huge hours. We have some interesting things to get to in the rest of this hour, but we're talking about a whole bunch of things, the swine flu and where we are with that and people getting the nasal sprays and some of the sad stories of the kids getting sick, although they're saying Australia and Canada, two of the places where they're getting it the worst, and Mexico as well was ground zero, if you remember, and they're still having problems in Mexico as well. Let's go out to Don, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Don.
Good morning, Kate.
I love it. That's great action. You always sound so alive and so ready to go. You are raring to go. We love that about you.
Oh, gee, shucks. Thanks, Kate.
You're welcome.
Swine flu. All right. I want to go back to the beginning of this sucker, then go into where you talked about Australia and Canada. The beginning of it was, what, 9 months ago or 10 months ago in a little outbreak in somewhere near Mexico City, right?
Right.
And it popped out of nowhere, came on the screen, it's this horrible thing. Everybody freaked out because we said swine flu, so we called it the H1N1. Whatever. You know, all the pig people are swearing up and down, they're losing money, going broke over. So, you know, nobody's eating pork anymore. Okay, fine. Well, we won't have any brain disease then, will we? So,
that's right.
But I swear this whole thing sounds like an episode of 24 Gone Wild. Take the whole big picture of what's happened so far at swine flu in the way it's happened. It went from, in 1 month, it went from one little spot in Mexico, like where it was a release, to all the world. Then it went into recession for, what, 6 months, and now it's come back like a bat out of hell. I mean, that thing is just kicking butt and taking names, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a weird strain. I've talked about it on the show with various medical people, and some, like I said, Don, think, well, you know what, still, the regular straight-up influenza, any type of flu, is going to kill people. The numbers still in the United States aren't anywhere different, but it's scary when you see 10-year-olds lying in a critical state. I can't imagine, like, my nephew's 13. I just went out to his football game the other night, and I can't imagine I would be crushed if something like that grabbed a hold of him. So it is scary to see that, but I get your point on the 24.
And this is also the interesting thing about it, and it kind of makes me, I don't know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this one looks like it was almost planted.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out of nowhere, absolutely
right.
Nowhere. And its biggest target is the youngest people and the most elderly people.
That's right.
And it's just really odd the way it affects people. I find it very intriguing. But here's the other side of the coin that I wanted to get to, because you brought it up and did such a good job of pointing it out. You were talking about how you hate health care reform and how they all suck, and Olympia Snow can't figure out what she's going to do because she's a flip-flopper. She's
right.
Just flopping around like a fish out of water. Imagine if we have nationalized health care and had to fight the swine flu with nationalized health care. What would the United States of America look like? Oh, I don't know. Canada and Australia?
Exactly. The two countries I mentioned, and the statistics show it. I mean, these were studies that were published in the American Medical Journal, yeah.
Yeah, because Canada and Australia, I mean, they have, I know Australia is trying to get rid of their nationalized health care.
That's right.
But that's going to be, once it's taken root, it's going to be awful hard to get people to want to give it up and have to purchase it again. You know, but, and is the government going to cut taxes and give you your money back so you can go purchase it?
Yeah.
Woo. I mean, that's a whole different animal just to fight there. And they've got a major handful, but the swine flu is a great argument against having nationalized health care.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We won't have the resources to fight it because the government owns all our resources. And lo and behold, the government's being run by people like Olympia Snow, Nancy Pelosi, John McCain, Barack Obama. You know, people who can't figure out what side of the aisle they're walking down.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent point. Do we have some applause for Don in Kentucky? You get the thoughtful moment of the evening here on America Tonight. You came up with a brilliant analogy, one, my friend, that I did not think of. Woo, we just need the balloons to come down. Don, drive safely.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. He makes a great point. Think about it. Think about some kind of an outbreak, a pandemic, wink, wink. Because that is, after all, what we're in. Hey, Jana's listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Hey, Jana.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I just wanted to make a comment about the H1N1 first, and then about the health care bill secondly.
Sure.
I am one of the people that is compromised, like I'm older and I have asthma and things like
mm-hmm.
that. So if I can find a place to get the shot, I probably will, but that doesn't mean that I don't have reservations about it and worry about I might have a bad reaction from it and all of that kind of stuff. It's a hard decision for anybody to make, and I tend not to trust the government 100%, so there is that little angle to it as far as I'm concerned personally, you know.
Right, but I think you have asthma, and like you just said, and here's the thing, and I bet you could get that. I bet you could get the nasal spray at one of the pharmacies there where you live is what I'm thinking. But the demographics, like the kids that I was talking about, I understand that. I understand the Tamiflu and whatnot there, and even if it's the Tamiflu, whatever it is, a much different situation. And I get you with the reservations because, of course, you heard me say that I had them since there wasn't a big testing period here. But when you see that the people that are having problems, and it's just like the doctor we had on, who was it from John Hopkins, said that if you fall into that group, for goodness sake, that you are the people that should definitely go and get it.
I did hear them say that if you have, like, asthma or diabetes and that type of thing, you need the injectable and not the nasal spray, because the nasal spray has the live virus in it.
Right.
And my comment about our
healthcare
bill, I still want to encourage everybody, no matter whether you vote or not, or no matter what your political affiliation, to keep contacting your congressman. And keep that heat on, because I just think it's horrible, the three plans that they have in the House and the two they have in the Senate. And there's still so much wrong with that bill. And like the guy from Kentucky, I don't think any of them know what side of the aisle they're walking on. And I just want to encourage everybody not to let them do this to us. I wish we had as many people marching on Washington about this as the gay and lesbian community had marching out about their ideas, you know.
Yeah, well said. You know, it's time to do that, to get off the couch, like we always say. I said it from day one. Jana, thanks. You be safe out there.
Uh-huh.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. It's like Jana said, it really is true. Look at the big march on the Capitol on Sunday. I mean, thousands. You had a giant march. Now, granted, remember, you had Beck's brigade, and you had other people that went to march on the Capitol, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago. But I think you could get even more people out, because you can tell people are furious. You can tell people aren't satisfied. Even people who kind of like some of the things that they're hearing are confused. There's still massive confusion among the American public, but I think there's confusion on the Hill, too. Stay with us.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Dividing sparrows from their nightingales, watching all the time, dividing water from the burning fire. And so, leave the light.
An update coming up on the three dreaded letters and their bonuses. There's actually a czar that's trying to do something. How many czars are there now in Washington? I've kind of lost count. I want to be a czar. Is it just, it probably comes with a nice fat paycheck too, right? How much money are we paying these czars? That's a good question to ask. It's such a crazy word, isn't it? Kate, hanging with you here on America Tonight. We could also talk about the census. Will you fill out the census when you get it? How many people are in your household and all that other sort of stuff. They're talking about it being the most important census of our time, and it's not, might not include illegal immigrants. I'll explain. Might not, I say, because that's also controversial. But anytime you say illegal immigrants, it's controversial. If you say it in the wrong company, people call you a racist. You haven't even said anything other than that. Immigrants, we're all immigrants. One night I was out and I said something like that. Oh man, I just got slammed down. Like Stu in Kentucky, I was outnumbered in an enemy crowd. Suddenly I find myself having to buy everyone the beers, the round, just to get them quiet. So let's move on to this interesting story that because we're so preoccupied, sadly, with what's happening with the lack of a decision in Afghanistan and the troops, and also, of course, health care reform and the bill moving through the Senate Finance Committee, and a big snow day, Olympia deciding to go in the other direction, and lots of conversation about will there be a final bill, what will it look like, will they sneak in the public option, will we even have a vote before the holidays. This kind of got lost somewhere in the middle, I think, because Mayor Bloomberg held a big press conference. You know what he's talking about? Guns. I hope that Mark in New York is listening. So here's what the deal is. You know, they have these gun shows. How many people, raise your hand. Oh, that's right, it's a radio show, not a live audience. Gun shows. How many of you have been to gun shows? So think about it. Here's what the deal is. They're starting to crack down, the ATF is, on what's actually happening at the gun shows. In other words, how many guns are being sold with no background checks? Supposedly, there is supposed to be a background check. Now, the NRA actually supports the checks. So there's, I think they do. They've said it. So there's no controversy with that. I guess there's controversy on the days, and there's people who don't want a background check. I have no problem with background checks because I'm all about, hey, if you're going to use the gun, let's have some gun safety. Why not have some regs? Why not have, in a way, looser gun laws so that you can have a gun, so you can get a permit, so you can use it correctly, so you know what you're doing if you're going to use it. You know, I'm all cool with that. I'm all about the right to bear arms, but sensibly, yeah, I why not? Absolutely. So the ATF is finding that there are a lot of people at the shows who just are selling the guns. They don't care. They're taking the money. There is no gun background check, and there's no record of the buyer either. Now, that could be disastrous when you think of crimes that are committed and you can't trace the gun. So you could talk about illegal guns and the problems of where are the guns coming from. Mayor Bloomberg threw in his two cents, if you will, on a couple of the bills that are hanging around the Capitol that have to do with this very thing.
This is real. This translates into people getting killed. Children, adults, police officers, civilians.
All right, so that's they call it the gun show loophole. And how many people are getting the guns that are crazy nuts, that are going to go after people, are going to be used in a crime. You know, see, that's another thing. Really, you have to follow the people out of the gun show, put a track on them, figure out what the deal is. It's a lot of them are people that are like, hey, man, I just want my gun. And so they go to the gun show, right? There's a ton of gun shows in Texas. And don't I know it, living in Texas, certainly I've seen that. And many people are collecting guns, and they're looking for specific things. We've talked to Harry Rinker about that when we have him on the show. In fact, he's coming up tomorrow. So we're talking about a couple of different things here all over the place, including now this gun loophole, if you will. The gun show loophole. Officially, that is what is the name. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Dale, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm going to appoint you or nominate you for the Nobel Peace Prize.
I probably have no shot in hell, Dale, but thank you.
Well, you've done as much as President Obama has, so I wanted to comment about, you said on these gun shows, They need to get a permit to have those and then have to monitor people at the door with the guns. Is that possible? Or
right.
Is that...
right. They should be able to do that. I mean, the ATF guys cracking down, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, the NRA is saying, hey, fine, background checks are fine. It's not about that. We just don't want the guns to go away, and we just don't want there to be all these anti-gun laws that go in the books that prevent people, especially in the states where you can defend yourself, where you can get the permit, you can have a concealed weapons permit. We don't want to see all that be flushed away. And that's the tide. That's where we're at. That's why you find, as you know, that's why you find the shortage in ammunition and whatnot. And in Illinois, of course, it's all about, oof, no guns, no guns, no guns. And then you see these people in Lincoln Park that are getting picked off and getting robbed, and horrible things are happening with scary, violent crime in that, at least in Chicago anyway.
Yeah, it's not so not so desperate.
Yep.
Downstate.
Yeah, no.
One comment I wanted to make about the health care bill, Kate. I watched the hearing today and the final vote on it. There were so many questions they asked the CBO people about how they were going to fund this and what this was going to cost and how much they felt insurance companies were going to raise premiums. They don't have a clue. I don't know how we're ever going to get there. There's so many loopholes in it that who's ever in charge, who's ever in the White House or running Congress can pretty well determine and make a law by defining it differently. It's got to be more precise.
Yeah, and isn't that the problem, what you just said right there? This is the problem, Dale. We're being sold a bill of goods. Oh, your premiums will go down. Don't worry about it. And of course, gosh, there's no deficit, as Obama says. There's not going to be any cost at all to the United States because we've figured it out and we've come in under the wire. Baloney. Baloney. It's an estimate. It's an estimate that I think is, wickedly wrong. $829 billion, anybody, looking forward, looking and looking at 10 years ahead, there's no way. And it's going to be riddled with problems too, and trying to sort it out, and with these healthcare co-ops, it's a nightmare waiting to happen.
Yeah, when we're talking 800 or so billion, we're really getting into some real money here.
Yep, absolutely. So,
and we don't know. I'm just befuddled by it because everybody out here is confused about it. We just don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. And so are the people that we've elected, too. Thanks, Dale.
Bye-bye.
Everybody's confused. That's the problem. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello.
Oh, man. Why did you have to go and talk about something?
I knew you were going to. It's perfect timing.
You know, I wanted to call you tonight, and I'm going to call you tomorrow, but this is what I wanted to talk to you about. The anti-communist manifestos. About four writers that lived in communist Russia who wrote books about and told the truth about it. I'm going to call you about that tomorrow because you started me on this gun thing. But that, first of all, before we get to the guns, you talked about the census. Linda Chavez's column of Saturday, October 10th, New York Post, basically says that this federal government is going to try to get the illegals counted.
Yes.
The illegals. And this is what she said. If the illegals are counted in the census, the real issue is what this will mean to individual voters in districts that are made up mostly of citizens. Their votes will be diluted by the votes of non-citizens.
That's right.
The change has the potential to alter the meaning of our representative democracy. If this administration succeeds in counting 12 million illegals in the census, its effect will be to disenfranchise an equal number of U.S. citizens. That's what they're trying to do, hand the country over. I may not have time to get to guns. You have to read. Look, Michael Savage mentioned this guy very quickly, John Crudell of the New York Post. He's talking about the phone calls that Timothy Geithner and Hank Paulson made with Ben Bernanke and Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs about the financial crisis. And this has to do with everything you talked about, like the health care, how we're going to pay for it. This system is bankrupt. These guys knew what they were doing, these bankers. Your other caller said, what side of the aisle are these politicians on? They're on their own side, their own pocketbook. You should read John Crudell's column. He said somebody in Congress needs to look into this, how these guys knew what was going on. And he's right. The top bankers put Barack Obama in. They would have put McCain
absolutely
in.
Absolutely.
They are keeping their own selves in what's going on. And I know I have time. I'll call you tomorrow about the guns, but there is no such thing as a loophole. There's federal laws against what's going on. Bloomberg went after local dealers, and now he's going after gun shows. We're screwed.
All right, leave it on that note. Do you love that about Mark? We're screwed. We're not going to sugarcoat it. Well, we're continuing to go down the path next. next on ATN. Stay around.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
The 2010 census coming up around the bend. But first, let's throw out a pass to Mark in upstate New York. Hello, Mark.
Kate, how you doing, kiddo? Let's talk about the guns. When I lived in New Jersey, you needed a purchaser's permit to buy long guns. And if you wanted a pistol, you went back down to town. They gave you a little permit for 10 days. Up here in New York State, all you need is a driver's license for the long gun. But the pistol permit, which I have to carry, is an FBI background check. And there's another thing. I'm going to take copies of the New York State laws and send them to you. Now, if I move to another county up here, I could actually get a concealed pistol permit. And they call that judge shopping. And they frown on that, of course. But if I move to another county, I could probably carry concealed. But I could actually carry that thing open in a bank and everything as a carrier's permit. And as far as the gun shows go, the only person at the gun show that needs a permit is the guy running the show. Now, I could send you a gun, or you can come here and visit me, and I can give you a gun as a gift. It's up to you to register that. It's not up to me. It's not up to me to say I sold it to you or gave it to you as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But between judge shopping And then you got different county laws. It goes around and around and around. It's very confusing. It's a whole book. the New York State gun laws. But it's pretty wild when you get down to it. And then, of course, like I said, there's three different kinds. You got your long rifles, shotguns,
right,
pistols,
right,
and assault, you know, mm-hmm, and it's three different categories. But when it comes to New York City, if I went to a gun show down there, I would need my permit to buy a pistol. And if I left that gun show, it has to be in a case going home. But as far as the long guns go, they get the shows. Anybody can go. I can go with all my guns at the show, and the only one that needs the permit for the show is the guy that's running the show. And you could just sell anything you want there, and it's up to that person that you sell the gun to register it. It's weird.
It's weird, and that's what Bloomberg is saying. He's saying, well, the NRA is saying, look, we agree with background checks. But then you think of gun shows, like you said. I've been to gun shows, and you know this, and you've obviously have mm-hmm. been, too, with the long guns, et cetera. I mean, there's just so much going on there. There's so many different kinds of guns that are being sold. There's so many different types of shops that would be represented there, from the guy who just happens to have a collection is selling whatever to somebody who, this is my living.
Right.
And there is a difference with that. And so what's happened is they've done a lot of these hidden camera things where they're taping the people that are selling, and they'll ask them, well, do I have to have a background check? And then the person will say, well, no, I couldn't pass a background check myself. No, I just need to see your license, and I'll sell you the gun.
Right.
And so that's what they're saying. They need to crack down on that there has to be background checks.
And I'm all for that, you know, myself. And I've been, a gun owner for, my God, 30 years now at least. But I'm for that, because that's what's really there's a lot of irresponsible people with those things.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
Well, see, that's the thing. Irresponsible people would ruin it for the people who know how to use a gun, enjoy going out and target shooting, enjoy the fact that they have a gun for their protection, let's say, and they know exactly. I mean, what's the number one thing, Mark? You learn how to use a gun, you know how to use it, and you're not afraid to use it. So if you're going to pick up that gun, you're shooting to kill.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no pulling it back once you do it.
No, and I think that there's people that are tentative. There's people who don't know about the locks on the gun, the gun safety, or any of that stuff.
Right.
And then that's where disaster strikes. So it's so much better if people would just do that. But, you know, you're always going to have people that don't follow through on anything that we're talking about. But I think that's part of what hurts people who believe that you should have the right to bear arms, because it gets clouded for everybody else, and they'll, you know, people who are really, really anti-gun will say to me, I get blasted for this all the time being from back east. I mean, all the time for my really liberal Democratic relatives in Jersey. Not all of them, but some of them. And then they say, your mind has been poisoned. How can you think that this is a good thing? And I say responsible ownership.
Yes, and make sure you hit the target.
Right, you hit the target. Exactly. And then you don't have those things happening.
It's not a cheap hobby either.
No.
So you can go out there and spend $100 in an hour just on the ammunition, you know?
Right, right. Right, exactly. Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah.
The NRA, I just got a letter from them the other day, and the federal government now, if we get a gun stolen out of our house and it's used in a crime, we're responsible. So they got a lot on their plate, and I recommend anybody to join if they are gun owners, and let them fight and take care of this thing. But I'll get a copy of some of this stuff, and I'll send it to you, Kate.
Yeah, send me the New York stuff, because I know the regs, you know, from the other Mark, too, he says the same thing. The regulations are just crazy insane in New York. In Texas, you know, my hairdresser has a gun, basically. So anybody can get a gun.
Yeah, and we can't even get ammo up here anymore because it's all going to Texas, really.
That's right. Because remember, this is the Alamo down here, it's just bigger, badder, and better, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, baby.
You take care. Okay, here's the thing with the Census Bureau. Let me jump to this. There's this huge controversy brewing. You might have seen it. There's been a lot of stories written about it. I think there was one today in the USA Today, somebody was telling me about. I didn't see that story, but I know about the census and what's happening with it. You have guys like David Vitter from Louisiana. He's one of them. He's pushing an amendment that would exclude illegal immigrants from the population count. Because remember, the population count is used for congressional seats, okay? So they're saying, Vitter's one of them, saying they should not be included because you're determining representation, and that's ridiculous to include people who are here illegally. If it does happen, if the amendment kicks in, it would also, if enacted, the amendment to an appropriations bill would stop funding of the 2010 census unless those changes are made. So if they're not made, forget that it's not happening. This is what happens. This is just, 6 months until they send out the 2010 census? They do these questionnaires. I'm sure you've gotten them before. They mail them to about 135 million households. And already they've printed a bunch of them, and some are in different languages and whatnot, and then they mail them out. And I like this idea of course I do. I don't think you should include people who are here illegally, period. Why would we include them? This campaign, by the way, for the census is called Take 10. It's pretty much promoting that idea that the census form has only 10 questions. It should take you 10 minutes to answer and would require just these new forms. Just, boom, they're going through these forms. They're printed. They're folded. They're bilingual. So you like that, huh? Bilingual. And the census is taken April 1st. So state population counts have to be submitted to the president the following December. And that's how the seats in the House of Representatives can be appropriated, you know, how they can figure out. So since the first census, you know, when they took the first census in 1790, and they ask, you know this, have you ever done it? They ask people whether they are native-born or foreign-born, but they've never asked about legal status. So the whole immigration thing is the hardest thing because of, well, first of all, if you're here illegally, are you filling out forms? I am here illegally. I don't think so. I don't think you want that in there anyway, right? But I don't think that this should even be a consideration. It's hilarious that we have to have an amendment that spells that out. Okay, let's make sure that if we're doing a head count, let's get a real sense of this. Let's not include the illegals this time around. Let's not put them in there, okay? So you, of course, have a lot of Latino groups who are calling for people here illegally to boycott the census, period, unless the laws are changed to give the people who are here illegally a chance to gain legal status. Give me a break. Okay, I came here. I want my fair share. I want to become an American citizen. Pay your $10,000 and do all the other things that you're supposed to do. Oh, that's right. We don't have any law on the books. We did have some laws, but we didn't enforce them, and that's why we're in this mess in the first place. Please. You might have some thoughts on this or the gun loophole at the gun shows that I was talking about. Perhaps swine flu or some of the other things like health care reform. Ooh, that's a biggie. Shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker!